The topic assigned to me this morning is the qualities of a godly maid. In view of the fact that next week the topic is just about the same, the qualities of an ideal wife, I have a word from the Lord that the few is more important to you. From the present events that are happening in the light of Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 to 14, where Jesus talks of the end of the world and of His coming. Now, when the war started in Iraq, all the world was expecting that it would be a short war. And because it was done in a matter of 3 short weeks, the world was very happy. Now we'll go back to a better economy. We can all make money. But they didn't realize for America to win the war was much easier than for them to win the peace. For during the week, suddenly we hear of an attack by the terrorists of Osama bin Laden, and how they played the trick of following the cars of those who are residing inside Western residential compounds in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. They kept so close to the incoming car, legitimate, living in the Western residential quarters. So closely they sneak in that the guards were not able to keep them out. And so, with one or two suicide bombers inside the car fully loaded with explosives, they get into the center of the residential quarters. In fact, there were 2 or 3 operations, not one. And so 34 people were killed, including 8 Americans. This so shocked America that they announced they have 40,000 residents in Saudi Arabia, and they would evacuate them. Is it not so much harder to win the peace? This is like losing some very important battles. Now the Bible tells us that there are certain signs that will happen that will lead us to the end of the world and to the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But to be ready for the coming of Jesus Christ is so important a matter that a good number of parables that Jesus gives refers nothing to the signs, but simply say, be you ready. And if you are not ready, you will be left out. You will perish with the world. For example, if you turn to the next chapter, Matthew 25, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. No. Wise virgins brought oil Lest when they wait for the bridegroom to come, and he doesn't come, and it is too late, the oil may consume. But they had brought extra oil. But the foolish virgin just came as they were, and when it was announced that the bridegroom had just come, but the lights had already gone out, and they wanted to borrow from the wise virgins. But it was too late, and they said, "Sorry, we don't have enough for our own. How can we give you anything?" So the foolish virgins were left out in the cold. They could not enter to where the bridegroom had come. How about ourselves? Do we make ourselves ready, whether it is fulfilling certain signs or not? We must be ready all the time. But now we come to the signs. And the first one is that there will be many false Christs and false prophets. As there were Pharisees, scribes, and leaders of the church in the days of Jesus. These did not believe in Jesus one whit. Even when there was a man who was born blind, and he went to wash in the pool of Siloam at Jesus' word. But when he came back, his eyes were open and he rejoiced and told everyone. But the Jews and the Pharisees simply rejected Jesus. They would not believe. So today, there are many false prophets and false Christs in the garb of bishops and pastors and theologians of the church. For example, the latest news about the condition of the Anglican Church. Last Christmas, a survey was made of 500 Anglican priests on the virgin birth of Christ because it was Christmas time. But of the 500 surveyed, 135 rejected the virgin birth. And they celebrated Christmas with a congregation with such falsehood. How could God bless their Christmas services? Well, I remember at least over 10 years ago on the BBC, there was one bishop of Durham, the fourth most powerful bishop in England, who also rejected the virgin birth and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Soon after that, there was a synod held of all the bishops, and there were 50 bishops in England who met. The matter of the denial of the Bishop of Durham was brought up for discussion. But 45 of the bishops present rather supported the Bishop of Durham. They also rejected the virgin birth and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 90% of the leadership of the Church of England deny the faith. It is a duty, therefore, of the BB churches to stand for the truth, to stand for the faith, and expose these false Christs and false bishops and false prophets. The next sign is war. Wars and rumors of wars. Nations shall rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. So we have just had the Iraq war so recently concluded in 3 weeks. But so soon as this is concluded, there comes North Korea with her nuclear bomb. And America has a hard time to tackle them. But I want you to turn to the scriptures which will make most interesting reading in the light of Jesus' prediction here. Revelation chapter 9, verse 13 to verse 16. Please open your Bibles. Revelation chapter 9, 13 to 16, where it says, "And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard the voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, 200 million, and I heard the number of them. These angels, military angels for war, that are bound in the river Euphrates." And what is the river Euphrates? The Euphrates is Iraq. And this has not come to pass yet. This is in the last world war, which Dr. Walberg, president of the Dallas Seminary, but now he is now taken to glory, but he said that the last war will be the third world war. And very dramatically, you turn to chapter 16 of Revelation. There the sixth angel sounded the trumpet. Now the sixth angel poured out his vial, his bowl of wrath upon the great river Euphrates again, which tells us that in no time this last war or third world war that breaks out in Iraq moves very quickly, so that the kings, so that the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And then, to cut short, let us jump to verse 15. "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth." Again, we are told to be always ready and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them. God gathered them. There is no war in this world that can happen without the final okay of God. Gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. That is the last battle. Armageddon is very near, near the Sea of Galilee and Haifa in the north, and it leads to Jerusalem in a matter of a few hours. This will be originating from Iraq. So it's very interesting to see that the present situation of America conquering Iraq and giving back to them They are surely full of hatred, and in no time, the Third World War will break out. And the battle will be between the East and the West. All that are east of Israel, we can count, from Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and on to China. I name these countries as being in the East, but the Bible keeps silent. And so we must be silent, but we must realize that terrible things will happen. The second sign. Nation against nation, war and rumors of war that finally lead to the Third World War, according to Revelation 9 and Revelation 16. From wars, now we are led to pestilences. What is a pestilence? It's something very evil, like a plague. As in olden days, that happened in Europe, and many people died of the plague. But now, we have the pestilences. Before we come to SARS, I would like to mention the pestilence of AIDS. AIDS was never known before 1980. It was only 1980 that AIDS invaded the world because of promiscuous sex and homosexuality. It is a punishment from God. Well, do you know where is the highest incidence having AIDS in Asia? Africa is number one, Asia is number two, and the highest incidence in Asia is in Cambodia. Multiple thousands have died of AIDS. But it seems all right because the people like it. They do not mind paying for the pleasure of sin. But in the case of SARS, it also has spread around the world, but it brings scare to everybody. The worst of SARS incidents is China. Insofar as Singapore is concerned, we have 28 deaths, but because we are very open, we have been able to restrain the further outbreak of the disease. And by the mercies of God, we may be declared open. Let us all pray for our government. Do we pray for our government? Confess our sins to God instead of being very meticulous in cleaning up this and cleaning up that, which is good. But simultaneously, we should ask mercy from God and upon our government, that they will realize that they have no strength. And I thank God that God has blessed Singapore all these years. Terrorists have not been able to overcome us. It's all because there are praying people, God-loving people, that the Lord has had mercy on. And because of this SARS scare, the airlines have been hit the hardest. Even harder than after the destruction of the world towers, there was a great drop of flyers. But now we have a greater drop. Now we have SIA cancelling so many of their services to Asian countries. This brings loss of earnings, that brings famine. Not only the air travelers curtail, all the eating shops, all the cabbies, everybody has been affected. But the people still do not know. Yesterday morning we sent four of our students to the airport to return to Cambodia. I sat there counting other passengers arriving to this airline, to that airline. I did not count more than 12. The airport was like a dead airport. So, these are signs. Signs of what? Signs of Jesus coming and of the end of the world. The last one quoted is earthquakes. Therefore, when America invaded Iraq, very soon they shook Turkey. A great earthquake. But just a few weeks before that, there was a great earthquake in northwest China. But we soon forget. There has never been a year that has gone by without an earthquake. But according to statisticians, earthquakes are getting more and more regular, more common as the days go by. What then must the church do that has the light of salvation and who know their God and who know Jesus Christ, and when Jesus Christ is coming to save us, to rapture us from a burning earth? Are you sure of that for your life? So it ends up at verse 14, where Jesus says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." What is our contribution to this? Well, we thank God that during the 53 years, the Lord has raised up for Life Church 25 missionaries from Singapore itself to Malaysia, East and West, to Indonesia, to Thailand, to Burma, to Vietnam, to Philippines, to Saipan, to Africa, and to the Holy Land. We are supporting all these places. We are very glad for one FPBC graduate, Miss Jun Tan, who has 3 degrees, BA from NUS, MRE, Master of Religious Education from FPBC, and a degree, amounting to a degree in computer science, and how she has helped Africa, especially in the training of missionaries and pastors. in regard to home missions, including Malaysia, which is just next door. Many have a reason to do a good work, to teach Sunday school, including three deacons. I mention deacons to acknowledge their contribution because usually we don't find them active. But now I ask you a question, how about you, sitting comfortably in the pews? And we are all good sermon tasters. We want to hear a good sermon. But how about those who do not know Christ? Last Christmas, I gave a challenge. I said, we have done little evangelism in personal advice, personal talk. We have been quite lethargic. So I challenged them that for this Christmas, bring at least one unsaved friend and unsaved relative. And there were quite a few responses. But now I'm challenging you. If every one of you will bring one unsaved friend and one unsaved loved one, this hall will be more than filled. And the saving of souls will be increased because they are those who do not know the gospel. And we are duty bound to tell the good news to those who are lost. But if after hearing this we do nothing at all, what will God say to us? So actually the command, the mandate to accelerate missions by the local church is another sign of the soon coming of the Lord. I feel very deeply in my heart that we are truly living near the end of the world. And with all these signs happening, then the Lord tells us, and He says, even if I don't tell you the signs, I want you to be ready at any time. Don't you think that it is proper for the pastor to warn the congregation? As I said in the beginning, we have two messages on the ideal helpmate and the ideal wife, which are the same, so I have changed to this message on the beginning of the end of the world. May the Lord help us to go out in these very last days and do a job for Him that He expects us.